I started to step around him, heading for the driver's side. He might have let me pass if I hadn't wobbled slightly. Then again, he might not have. His arm created an inescapable snare around my waist. Bella, I've already expended a great deal of personal effort at this point to keep you alive. I'm not about to let you behind the wheel of a vehicle when you can't even walk straight. Besides, friends don't let friends drive drunk, he quoted with a chuckle. I could smell the unbearably sweet fragrance coming off his chest. Drunk, I objected. You're intoxicated by my very presence. He was grinning that playful smirk again. I can't argue with that, I sighed. There was no way around it. I couldn't resist him in anything. I held the key high and dropped it, watching his hand flash like lightning to catch it soundlessly. Take it easy. My truck is a senior citizen. Very sensible, he approved. And are you not affected at all, I asked, irked, by my presence? Again, his mobile features transformed. His expression became soft, warm. He didn't answer at first. He simply bent his face to mine and brushed his lips slowly along my jaw, from my ear to my chin, back and forth. I trembled. Regardless, he finally murmured, I have better reflexes.